The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 21st of July, 2025, right here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning and news at the top of the hour. Always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. If you just stepped outside, there's a slight chance of showers this morning.
It rained on me on the way in.
Saw a little bit of, sprinkles on the windshield, chance of showers, and mostly sunny today, actually. So just between 8 and 10. And if you look there, I know I was up right when dawn, and noticed that it felt muggy. So we do have, a high amount of, humidity. Thank you. Our overnight lows of 60 and, tomorrow 87 clears up and, 91 on Wednesday, 91 on Thursday and Friday 91. So we don't really have any kind of thunderstorms or anything in front of us. It's what I was trying to say is precipitation, about 20% today. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Good morning on this Monday. They're locally owned in Anderson, veteran owned business owned by the Kinney family, always doing wonderful work in our community. They sponsor our weather 365-3793, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Monday.
Let's
get this week started.
See, every day's got something except Tuesday.
That's your rule. That's your rule and outlook.
Meh, Tuesday. Meh. So what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, I chill. Just relax.
Good.
Well, you got a baby. You have a new baby.
Yep.
So yesterday, I
just chilled.
Nice.
You can't chill too much with a baby.
Intentionally, we did not leave the house.
Oh.
I even had the urge to.
Yes.
I said, no, let's just stay home.
Good. Oh, what day is it on the calendar as far as this national made-up day?
All right, so it's National Junk Food Day. Yep.
What are you pointing at me
for? Well, because you like junk food.
Okay, describe junk food.
Fries.
What? Fries? Okay. All right.
Hot dogs.
Chips.
Oh. Yeah.
Donuts.
Okay. Cupcakes.
Okay, enough.
Skittles.
Okay, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
No, all of those
no,
things.
I'm never eating Skittles again.
All right, well, Snickers.
Snickers, yeah. But I haven't done that in a while.
Hey, the Butler fire continues to intensify. I know you were asking this morning, we want to do an update for you first thing. The Butler fire has burned 16,493 acres. It's now 6% contained. The blaze is just 10 miles east of Orleans near Butler Mountain. The new evacuation orders were issued for nearby areas. The Summit Fire in the Marble Mountains Wilderness charred 701 acres and is 70% contained. And the Red Fire near Blue Creek Trail has burned 116 acres and is 80% contained. The largest fire, the Green Fire, has burned 19,021 acres. When you think about that, how big of a piece of land that is, and is 51% contained, and that's near Shasta Lake. Three firefighters were injured on Friday afternoon after they were struck by a tree. They were transported to a nearby medical center and treated for their injuries. One suffered critical injuries, the other two moderate injuries. So even the experts in the wake of working on these fires can have these tragedies. So our prayers are with them as they in order to heal and for their families in fear. And think about that. All the thousands of acres. Now, you on Friday, I was telling you were on assignment, but you were up hauling and stump grinding up outside of
Tenet. Yeah. Well, and also when it says contained just means they've got a line around it. And the line can be, ones they've cut, fire lines, it could be a road, it could be a river, but it's still only 51% contained. It doesn't mean controlled at all. It just means they've got a line around it, and now they can start trying to control them. Yes, I went up to our friend's place up in Tennant, and I've been telling him. See, they were caught in the Tennant fire, our friends, and by God's will, when that fire came down over the mountain, and they had Cal Fire there, and Cal Fire took off because it was just coming like a freight train at them, and they were being surrounded. So as they were racing down the road, the fire was keeping up with them on both sides of the road. It was just a miracle nobody was hurt. Well, our friends had heard that they're, in fact, he called me, he says, the lodge is gone, everything's gone up there. It was just beautiful. And that was around August 3rd of that year. And August 5th, I remember because you and I were coming out of dinner because it was my birthday. And he called and said, highway patrolmen had gone up there, and the house and the apartments were still there in the fish camp. It was just a miracle. But it took all the trees around there. This is, should I give their name? Why not?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. Mike and Bertha Mitchlack, they own the fly shop.
And they have a fishing camp up there.
And they have a fishing camp up there that kids go to. And they
Antelope have, Creek.
And it's called Antelope Creek Ranch. It's 600 acres or something. Anyway, he had all that lumber taken down that was burnt and sold it. Because if you get it down after it's just burned, you can still use it. So he brought in a crew that would clear the land, and then they split the money. So, and then after that, he applied for and trust me, the grants don't pay anything, and you have to pay everything up front, to plant like 60,000 seedlings up there. Or not seedlings, but, the little plants. And so now that's been, what, 2 years?
I think it's three.
Yeah, 2 to 3 years. Anyway, they take, a lot of them have grown. And there's a lot of, there's so many of them. They plant because they expect to lose X amount, 30-40%. So what's going to happen is they'll let them grow another year, and then they'll go through and take out a bunch of them so you don't have too many growing again. Where the trees can't, have, a healthy distance between them. So that's what, and then in between, but all those trees went down have stumps. So he's been grinding stumps for 2 years.
And you've promised to go up
for
there
2 years,
and help you
I
come
said,
up and, yeah.
Well, one time I was going up there and the stump grinder broke.
Okay.
Okay. So I went up this time to grind stumps. And this is a cool machine. I mean, this thing's pretty good size. And you run it off like a little control panel that you carry. Well, I came up there, I was ready. Well, where the stumps had to be ground were like 2 miles from where the stump grinder was. And you had to cross a creek, and then you had to walk it all the way down to where it was. So instead, we got out the excavator, and I got classes on the excavator all of 5 minutes, maybe 10, to tell me, okay, here, start it, go like this, put your feet here, and it goes straight, and if you push too hard on this side, it goes this way. And so I drove the excavator out, and we recovered a bunch of rocks that were going to, big rocks, I'm not talking rocks, I'm talking boulders, that went into a big truck, so we could put the boulders and put them around the landscaping. I can't even begin to tell you how dirty we got off of that and doing that.
He's been doing this for
days
upon years now.
This guy.
He loves the land.
He does. They love it up there. And they're constantly working. I went out to a cinder quarry and got 16 yards of cinders to put around and, in different places. Now, where are they exactly? This is where they are, kind of, is the fact that we're out there and a bear runs across the road in front of one of the cars. And then the work guy, the guys are working up there, there were two of them, his ranch manager, this another guy, and then Mike and I. And we're down at the lake doing something, the pond, maybe 60 yards between us and the other two guys that are working. And we hear them yelling and screaming, yelling and pointing. And we're looking at them. Neither of us could hear what they were saying. So we, you know, we wandered back up there. And when we did, a mountain lion had gone between us and them. They said it was a smaller one, like maybe a younger one. So the mountain lion there by the property, walking by the property, walked in between the four of us. And just, you know, kind of
well, off. Just remember, I mean, think about
this is up in the, when we say mountain lions,
right.
And they say, I said, what about wolves? He said, yeah,
we have not
seen a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
But we know they're here. We've seen tracks.
I mean, you know, we're up in, first of all, you know, think about when the fires and all of their habitat and where they had to flee to survive if they made it, you know, so they're coming down way. I mean, we're up there. I mean, UATV, I don't even know what the elevation is, but you know, you're up there.
When we went up to the top of the mountain that one time before the fires and went up and, but all the wood, and here's the difference between privately owned property, and we've got to take a break.
We do have to take a break.
And the National Forest Service, millions of board feet of wood was up there, and they just left. Where he took, I don't know, tens of thousands of board feet, because there was that much. He harvested that. They were able to use the wood. Meanwhile, we're looking across the meadows and over the on the National Forest side, and all those trees are just dead.
Wow. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Stay tuned. We've got more tickets to give away in the next break as well.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local. Keep your home in winning shape and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
And good morning and welcome to this Monday edition of KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Butt, the 21st of July. What has happened? Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2125 Hilltop
22.
Drive. What? Did I say something wrong?
2225.
Whatever. I'm so sorry. Am I kind of having a Monday thing?
You're on your way. You're on your way to a big meeting.
No, it's just, at Four Winds Jewelry, if they're all of, your jewelry needs, and think about your watches, like say if you have, you know, sometimes if you don't wear a super nice watch and you have sport watches or just fun watches and then they get funky and they don't work, you can go in there and get like your batteries replaced and you can have your fun little, designer watches that you like to do, like to wear, or any of your jewelry needs to say you wanted to collect a piece from, or you've collected pieces, go in there for all your jewelry needs. That is Four Winds Jewelry located on Hilltop Drive.
There you go. Anne Marie, good morning.
Good Monday morning, everyone.
How are you?
Good. You're going to do our calendar for us, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance.
Absolutely. Doing well, staying out of the smoke, but doing well. Today, Monday, July 21st, is National Be Someone Day and Help Make a Difference in a Child's Life. This Friday, July 25th, is National Hire a Veteran Day. And Saturday, July 26th, is National Disability and Dependence Day.
Wait, Ann. Did you say, yes, Anne-Marie, did you say Friday was Hire a Veteran Day?
Correct, yes.
Okay, I want to tell everybody out there, if you want to hire a veteran, I'm available. But I've got stringent days. I have days and times I can work and, of course, salary that I need for that. When I talk to O2 Employment Services, who are the people to talk to, after she picked herself up from laughing on the ground, she said, I'm not sure we're going to be able to find those requirements, Carl. But anyway, if you think you'd like to have me working at your company or your store or delivering something for you, give me a call. I will send you my requirements. Anyway, I'm sorry. So Saturday
that's
is...
Okay, that's this Friday,
that's
July
right.
25th, National Hire a Veteran Day. Well, as we begin, I would like to give a shout-out to a brand new unit with the American Legion Auxiliary, Unit 441 in Bernie,
Wow. Here
in Shasta County. I'm looking forward to reporting on upcoming events. Welcome, American Legion Auxiliary, Unit 441. Shasta County Special Olympics is currently holding their fall sports registration till July 31st. Enjoy bowling, soccer, and flag football. You can register at sonc.org and learn more details and program information. And be sure to check out Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. If you are looking to support the Reading Colt 45s and enjoy a baseball game, you can find their event schedule and purchase tickets online at colts45s.com. And also check them out on Facebook at Reading Colt 45. There's always something happening at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Reading, like the Wings of Summer Butterfly House, which will run through August 10th. Or check out Discover Steampunk exhibit, now running through September 1st. These exhibits are free for Turtle Bay members and included in paid park admission. For more details and additional programming, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. Shasta Public Libraries will be hosting a lunch for children. at the Reading Library today from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This ongoing event runs Mondays through Fridays to August 1st for kids 18 and under. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For additional information, call 530-245-7250. This is part of the California Lunch at the Library program. And on Tuesday, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and benefits they have earned through their military service, including but not limited to housing needs, medical care, or other resources. Veterans Connect at the Reading Library is a weekly outreach that takes place on Tuesdays. On Wednesday night, look for the 43rd Annual Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series in Anderson. This Wednesday, July 23rd, look for the Dreamboats to perform. Opening band is 6 p.m., headliner 7 p.m. This free concert series is located at the Anderson River Park, Sierra Pacific Industries Amphitheater at 2800 Rupert Road in Anderson. Bring your own chairs and blankets. On Thursday, July 24th, bring the young kiddos to Turtle Bay for Little Explorers, Stars, Stripes, and Smiles from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. This event is geared toward children 2 to 5 years old and will feature hands-on activities that help celebrate America's Birth Month. This event is free for Turtle Bay members and included in paid park admission. More details can be found at turtlebay.org. Friday night. The Friday Night in the Park Concert Series is currently running in the city of Shasta Lake at Claire Engle Park and presented by the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce. This Friday, July 25th, look for Jinx to perform. Showtime is 6:30 p.m. Bring your own lawn chairs and blankets. The 78th Annual McLeod Lumberjack Fiesta Days will take place this coming weekend, starting Friday, July 25th at 4 p.m. and running through Sunday, July 27th at the Hoo Park in McLeod. There are a lot of activities scheduled, folks, including a parade, logging competitions, multiple tournaments, carnivals, vendors, axe throwing clinics, Little Miss Fiesta pageant, Little Logger contest, and a pancake breakfast at the American Legion Post 92 in McLeod on Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Now, more details and a scheduled list of activities and times can be found at McLeodChamber.com. Shasta County Special Olympics will host a Disability Awareness Day on Saturday, July 26th. Now it's going to start with an instructional pickleball clinic from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. located at Windchrist Park and Baseball Field at 4240 Vallecito Street in the city of Shasta Lake. Next, enjoy a community picnic and lunch at the American Legion Hall, also in Shasta Lake, at 4309 Vallecito Street. And that will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And later, there will be an evening fundraiser at Tiger Field in Reading starting at 7 p.m. Now, for more information, call Shasta County Special Olympics at 530-410-8220. And finally, National Night Out is just around the corner on Tuesday, August 5th, and many cities are doing registration for that event right now. The city of Shasta Lake is asking folks to register by July 31st if you would like your neighborhood to receive a visit from local law enforcement and city leaders. More information can be found on the City of Shasta Lake Facebook page. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Well, thank you so much, very much, for all of that, as usual.
Yeah, you do such a great job. That was a lot going in, of course, so many things, and it looks like McLeod and all of these outlying areas are doing wonderful things in July and August. We appreciate your weekly update, though, in all that you do. Anne-Marie, thank you. Brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, who brings us the Monday calendar.
If you're looking for auto homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes, give them a call at 530-224-2345, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Oh, that's always just a fun Monday morning read.
It is. It really is.
Have a great week,
you
everyone.
You too, darling.
I look forward to next week.
You too. All right.
And as promised, we are going to give tickets away in the next segment, and we're going to talk a little bit about a theater experience that we had over the weekend. Fantastic. We're blessed to be in this community with such great talent.
We're also going to talk about what's going on with the Sites Reservoir when we come back and how to maybe avoid getting bitten by a rattlesnake. We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR this morning. How are you? We're so appreciative of you tuning in today. Great to have you with us. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance, next to a Members Credit Union on Hilltop Drive. Now, for many of you that are looking at halfway through the year, what's happening with my expenses? You know, like what's happening with my insurance. I know that somebody called me yesterday or a couple days ago, was talking about how high her car insurance was. And then I said, you need to go to Maxwell, because first of all, to sit down and give you a free evaluation of where you're, what you're doing with, there are two different branches there. They can go through all your insurance and you can go through your financial as well. I know that we have our insurance with Maxwell Insurance, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Again, located next to Members First Credit Union, Maxwell Insurance. Give them a call at 221-0441. And you know what? We need to, like, update where it's really 530. You must now dial the 530. Even in the, you know, sometimes I'll be driving and I'll think of somebody and I'll call on my hands-free. If I don't have 530 in my phone, it won't go through. So then I'm frustrated because I haven't done that kind of work, you know, the extra work. Speaking of, you know, we get so frustrated with how things have changed. Things are changing, like AI, you know, calling somebody on the phone and realizing that you're really talking, if you're going to get your car worked on, you first, before you get the appointment, it goes into AI. One situation I want to talk about with AI is, of course, we know if you were going to Rite Aid as a pharmacy, I chose to go to CVS on, over on Court Street, because the pharmacist I love so much has moved. And, so it may end up going to the CVS up on Placer, but for now it's on Court. And everything that I did in order to get, a couple prescriptions refilled went through AI. And then I got it. I felt like it was actually more efficient, which is weird, because I didn't have to call. They didn't have fax. They did something where it was within a day I got a turnaround on, a special medication that I need. So anyway, but one of the things that frustrates me is that, you know, and I usually don't like to order online, but I have a certain kind of electrolyte that I love that I've turned a lot of people onto, and they go up to the vitamin store next to what used to be next to Sleep Number, which they've moved. So the vitamin store up there by the, you know, where the Target is. And I get these electrolytes there, and there's a certain taste I like, is watermelon. So Carl ordered boxes because they can't find them hardly anymore. And he ordered 4 boxes on Amazon, and they came packaged the same until I opened the boxes. The packaging is different, and
the packets are different.
The package, yeah, the packaging inside, like the little packets are different. They're smaller, and it's not, doesn't taste the same. So it makes me think that they've changed where they have it made, but it does not taste the same at all. And that's, you know, we ordered about 4 boxes. I'm not going to return them. I'm just going to lump it, but it's not the same. And I, you know, ever since when I got really sick, along about 4 or 5 years ago, I've worked really hard. And part of that is staying hydrated and keeping the electrolytes in my system. Especially, I'm saying this to everybody, that when you're in this heat and you're in this, what we're going to be experiencing here in the next, 2 months with running heat, is that you keep those electrolytes steady in your body. And when your body is depleted of them, you're just flat. So, anyway, I'm just talking about how things are changing. But what hasn't changed?
Were you there when I was trying to, I was calling a local dealership.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, the cars.
The car, and it was AI. When the person's talking to you, they are so friendly and up, you know, and upbeat and all this and perfect. I said, are you AI? And it was just a second pause, and it said, well, yes, but I can handle your questions, please. What do you want to know? And so they sent me to, and they did, and they put me to the right area. And then the person's talking to me. I said, are you AI? Yes, I am. You know, but their voices and how they handled it were almost perfect. And when you're thinking about it, but those are two people, perhaps, that lost their jobs because of that.
Well, a couple things.
And if you go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, you were screaming at the...
I was not screaming.
Well, you were yelling at.
I just said...
You were yelling at... frustrated. You raised your voice. What do you want me to say?
Well, there's a difference between raising your voice and screaming at it. I had a friend, remember the Big Bob's hamburgers? And it was kind of a kid out there, and you talking to this guy called Big Bob.
Yeah.
Well, he got upset one time, jumped out, and was punching it. Punching the Big Bob statue.
Yeah, a little perspective there.
Yeah, a little perspective there. See, I always judge it by, did I jump out George did and start punching the big boy? No, I didn't. So.
Well, on Friday I went to go have my oil changed, and I went in and they said, okay, well, we don't replace it here, but you need to go because you have a Nissan, you have to do a special thing to top off the steering wheel fluid. And I thought, oh my God, I'm driving up to the mountains. I better have my steering wheel fluid topped off. So, and she said, if you want to go, you've got to go to probably Nissan, or if you want to go get it, bring it back. So I heard go get it, bring it back so I could do it now. I went to AutoZone, who could not have been more helpful. They didn't have it. And the guy there said, I'm not going to sell this to you because you don't know if you have a leak. So there are two places that I haven't been to. AutoZone on 273. Clean, efficient, kind. Then I went down to O'Reilly's. I think that's what it's called. And I bought a little $5 worth of steering wheel fluid. Only to take it back and say, oh, we have this. We're not talking about this. You've got to go to Nissan. So I ran around town. That was frustrating to me. So I ran around town and I thought, God, I'm going to go to Nissan. There's no way. So I pull in. Same guy that's been serving, has been servicing my car since 2017. The guy that works there they have had great customer service. I will say, Nissan has had great customer service.
This is Crown Nissan.
Yes. And so I go in, and my favorite guy's there, and I said, I haven't been in because once our extended warranty fell off or was finished.
Expired
from Nissan, we went to an outside company. We've not used it yet. So no, just now we're starting to go, okay.
I called Nissan and they said, yeah,
yes.
we can do that.
So what I want to say is that I pull in and he calls this guy over and they top off. They top off my steering wheel fluid for free with a smile on their face. That's the human the touch that we love, that whole feeling. So a shout out for that. And then when we talk about how things don't change, well, one thing that that didn't change, and I was hoping it wouldn't become woke, was Guys and Dolls. And I have to say, if you have not seen it, please go see it. It's at Shasta College. We went yesterday for the matinee. There's one more matinee next weekend. Our tickets are all given away, but it's really reasonable. It's $20, but for seniors, it's a reasonable fee.
Yeah.
And it's such a good show. And there is a live orchestra, a full live orchestra. And it was so good. And I know that I played Adelaide in high school. So I know this role. And I thought that the cast, the guy who played Adelaide, I don't have the names in front of me. I didn't bring the book, but they were just brilliant. It was wonderful, and it was great to go. And so, our theater here in Reading is really good. We've got great talent.
This was out at Shasta College. Yeah, Greg Thorson out there.
Yeah, and there's new people involved, too. But, what a great full theater, great numbers, great sets. It was really worth it. So, Guys and Dolls. Now, speaking of other theater,
I have never seen Guys and Dolls. Not the movie, anything.
You're going to watch
and
the
then
movie,
there were,
too.
And then there was, but the songs they had in there, like I Love You, A Bushel and a Peck.
Uh-huh.
And
Luck Be a Lady.
Luck Be a Lady.
If I Were a Bell. If I Were a Bell, I could ding dong, ding dong. Yeah.
No, I don't remember that one, but it was Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Yeah, great songs. I'll know when my love comes along.
I enjoyed it also.
Well, so Leading Ladies at Riverfront Playhouse is
we're
going
to give these away right after the break.
Next break. We've
because
got tickets
that way David doesn't get inundated during the break.
Yes.
So we'll be right back after this message. We'll give away tickets, but I'm going to talk to you about Snakes and Sights Reservoir, which I thought we'd get to this time, but we will right after the break.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a first dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th with two matinees on July 20th and 27th and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody can fix windshields like Jeff Horst. Been doing it for about 30 years. What can I say? He's the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he fixes it. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He's fixed windshields of all of our friends, ours. He just does great work. I don't even think about it. If there's a chip in my windshield, boom, down to Jeff Wurst.
And it's across from Sweetie. So, you know, he's kind of like Yeah, it's he in that white building.
Car, truck, SUV, or RV. He'll bring them into a controlled atmosphere. He fixes it. Like I said, he guarantees his work. If you've got a chip and you're not sure, why don't you just bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Jeff has been with us since the day we opened, maybe even earlier than that when he was fixing our windshields. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Give away those tickets.
All right, we were talking about how great our local theater is. We have great talent up here in the North State. And Riverfront Playhouse is presenting a summer comedy in disguise. It's called Leading Ladies, and it's by Ken Ludwig. So it's going to be funny, kind of. It's about, well, anyway, not, it's fun sometimes not even know what it's about. But we've got four tickets. It's really fun to go with a couple. We did that yesterday. We had Lou and Kathleen. These tickets are going to be good for July 25th, July 26th, or Sunday, July 27th. And they're vouchers, which means you go an hour beforehand, and then you get your ticket selection. So
not necessarily an hour.
Well, it says that on the ticket.
Oh, okay.
Exchange a voucher at the Riverfront Playhouse box office 1 hour before the performance. But anyway, that's what it says. But you go in, and then you give them the voucher, and they'll give you a seat. So four tickets for Leading Ladies.
There you go. Okay, hot weather's bringing snakes out, rattlesnakes. Now, we had a friend, personal friend. They got bitten by one, ends up in the hospital, got her on her finger. They're native to Shasta County. The Northern Pacific rattlesnake comes out. If you've got, let me put it this way, a lot of people have wood piles. Trust me, wood piles. You want to be checking those wood piles before you reach in there, just to make sure a snake's has not taken up residence in your wood pile. Right next door to us, downtown, they had wood pile, if you remember, and mm-hmm. when Martha reached in there, here comes the snake out. And it was really quite interesting to see how fast that John and I could move to get away from that snake. But then Martha smacked it with a log and did it. Now, it's just part of life. They are not aggressive animals. They will escape if you give them a chance. However, if you don't give them a chance, you startle them. So just be aware out there, you know, when you walk even along the river trail, because there's rocks out there, and snakes love to sun themselves because, why? They're cold-blooded. So they like to absorb that heat. If you see one, just back away.
Yeah, they're not
going to come after you.
No, they're not going to come after you. It's only when they feel provoked.
Here's another thing. They don't always rattle. You know, everybody
especially
talks about
the
rattle of mm-hmm. of the rattlesnake. They don't always rattle. Yeah, so I would, you know, just be aware.
We had a friend who lost his dog to rattlesnake bite, and it wasn't the first time.
No,
he had
gotten bitten twice.
A couple times, and the third time they couldn't make it to the vet in time. And so he's very, very serious about rattlesnake abatement. And we do know that our vet has talked about rattlesnake abatement classes. So if you happen to be, you know, a person that goes on the trail, they're even talking about on the trail with your dog, or dogs have a tendency to stick their nose just because that's what they do. They just want to sniff and do their thing, you consider looking into rattlesnake abatement classes because they do have those here in Redding.
Where they'll bring a rattlesnake out. And they've milked, so it can't. Now, the other thing you said is absolutely right. If they're young, they don't have rattles, and they have venom from the day they're born. And one of the things is if a small baby snake, young snake, strikes, it will probably release all of its venom, where an older snake can control the amount of venom. it releases. So anyway, be careful out there. Check your whip house. Clear debris away. Use hose. Just don't stick your hands down into a place you can't see.
Well, as our friend, she was just raking.
Yeah.
And she went down to pick up the leaves, which you usually do, pick up the leaves, put them in. There was a red snake. So she ended up in, like, again, in the hospital, I don't know, 2 or 3 days?
I think so. Yeah. Sites Reservoir. This thing has been going on for as long as we've lived here, and I think it's been going on for decades. However, in 2021, the estimated cost was approximately $3.9 billion. It is now doubled to build the site's reservoir, and it's still stalled, even though they said it's going to get going, but it keeps getting delayed, and then the price keeps going up. To date, $200 million has been spent on the project, with state grants totaling about $875 million, federal contributions amounting to $780 million. However, the site's project indicated an additional $600 to $700 million is necessary to commence construction. As Congressman Lamalfa said, if you would just get the job done, I told the governor, look, you need, we could be staying out here in October with the standing out here with a golden shovel getting us started. And we keep talking about more water that needs to be stored in the sites. This sites question has been going on forever. But now supposedly they have gotten through all those regulations. So now it's time to get this thing going. Water, it's so important that we have ways of storing water. It just doesn't keep going out to the ocean. Anyway, well, we'll see what happens here.
A system-wide ground stop for all Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air flights was issued on Sunday night due to an IT outage. Although the cause of the outage wasn't released, the flights were halted for more than 3 hours. In a statement, the airline warned of further travel disruptions and delays today, by the way. Travelers are advised to check their flight status before heading to the airport.
You know, I saw something on Facebook yesterday. Three Los Angeles sheriffs or county sheriff's deputies were killed in an incident. All three of them, and our heart goes out to the families here, all three of them worked in explosive ordnance disposal.
Oh,
and they had picked up, it sounded like it was like a old piece of military ordnance that somebody had found that they thought was inert, and they had checked, and they got it back to the facility, station there, and it went off. And it killed, and they're all young, and they've all got kids. Something like, together, the three of them have got like 10 kids out there, all killed in an instant. And it was just terrible. And, you know, you don't think about the fact that our men and women are out there. And part of it is that there's explosives. They just found a man that had so many explosives, he could have blown up anything. And he's under arrest now. And now they're trying to, take care of that. Not down there in L.A. But this was something that was such a horrible tragedy. And our hearts and our thoughts, prayers go out
to
the families.
Where was that?
Down in Los Angeles at the county sheriff's department.
Oh, my gosh.
In their EOD, Explosive Ordnance Disposal Facility, when it went off. Because I saw this thing that said that three officers had been killed. You know, and I thought, had died. That's the first thing I saw. And so I started looking into it, and that's when it said what had happened. And I thought, these three dying all at the same time, it had to be. I was thinking it wasn't a shootout, or maybe it was a car wreck or something. No. It's a bomb going off.
Well, on another note, before we take our break for the 8 o'clock hour, we think about movies and props and those who collect. And will spend, if they have it, untold sums, amounts on something they want. Well, it was $14.75 million, for a famous prop that sold at auction from the 1941 Citizen Kane. And I'm going to see if I can tell you what the prop was. It is the Rosebud is a prop sled.
It was the sled. I knew it had to be the sled.
It was the sled.
Yeah.
For $14.75 million.
Well, how much did the ruby slippers go that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz? They had like four or five
they
sets
had, yes,
of them.
Yes, they do. And
they had to have so many sets. But, I mean, one of the sets of shoes she wore went for millions.
Right. And we also saw those at the Smithsonian.
That's
right.
You're absolutely true. Okay. Hey, everybody, when we get back, we've got Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and former candidate for Congress is joining us in here, and we're going to discuss what's going on with our with SCAR and Reading. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has reached the six-month mark of his first year in office, and he's touting all that's been accomplished so far, pointing to tax cuts and getting illegal aliens off Medicaid. There's also a border that now is really secure, and government waste, fraud, and abuse have been cut. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard says she has the receipts. She has produced documents reportedly showing that President Obama and high-ranking Obama administration officials conspired against President Trump in 2016. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says there's no question about what was going on here, and it is deeply disturbing.
This was a government-wide conspiracy led by the Obama administration, and thanks to the Trump administration continuing to investigate and shine light on the fact that the United States government has done things against their own people to try and subvert their will.
Police have a suspect, a 21-year-old Dominican national, in the ambush of a Border Patrol agent in New York City.
The suspect held in the overnight shooting of an off-duty Border Patrol agent in a Manhattan park is in the country illegally. The New York Post is reporting that the federal agent was shot in the face by an illegal immigrant identified as 21-year-old Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez, who tried to rob him. The Department of Homeland Security says Mora Nunez, an illegal immigrant from the Dominican Republic, crossed the border illegally in 2023 and has a long rap sheet, including four arrests in New York City, where he was released without bail each time. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The dog days of summer are not letting go. Excessive heat warnings have been posted for a large swath of the country's midsection. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 177 points. The Nasdaq ahead 153. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
The Syrian government has started evacuating Bedouin families from the province of Sweita after more than a week of violent clashes.
It's symptomatic of the huge challenges facing Syria's very new presidency, Ahmed al-Sharaa. So you've had the massacres earlier this year of the Alawite community up in the northwest of Syria, which has been blamed on foreign jihadists. You've had the bombing last month of the Christian church in Damascus that killed 25 people. You've got thousands of ISIS supporters holed up in Kurdish-run prison camps in the northeast of the country.
That's the BBC's Frank Gardner. Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba's ruling coalition has lost its majority in the upper house of parliament. The coalition fell short of the 50 seats required to secure a majority in the 248-seat chamber. This follows their October loss in the lower house of parliament. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The University of Mississippi football team mourns the death of a top recruit.
Law enforcement officials are investigating the death of Ole Miss freshman football player Corey Adams as a homicide. Adams was fatally shot Saturday night in Tennessee. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says authorities found him with a gunshot wound inside of a vehicle on the outskirts of Memphis. Adams was pronounced dead on the scene. Four other men suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds in the incident. A suspect hasn't been identified. Adams was one of the top defensive lineman recruits in the country. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump threatens to hold up a stadium deal for the Washington Commanders NFL team. The team doesn't change its name back to the Redskins. Mr. Trump also says the Cleveland Guardians baseball team really should be called the Indians once again. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 21st of July, 8:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here. It's National Junk Food Day.
And it is also National Get Out of the Doghouse Day.
Whoa. Is that so like, is there a card?
Have a name on it? Say Carl.
Is there like Carl's? A card that you can carry around that you really need it? And then you can kind of like, you know, it's like get out of jail free. And you hand it to them and they can't argue about it. They just have to accept it.
Oh boy.
It does say to, it's got advice. Send flowers, chocolates, or an appropriate gift to get out of the doghouse.
Okay. Got it.
Oh. Amen, sister. Okay, 87 degrees will be our highs today. We have slight chance of showers up until about 10 a.m. this morning. So we do have kind of a high precipitation. Our overnight lows will be around 60. Tomorrow calls for sunny with beautiful skies. About winds about 5 to 7, no big deal. Tuesday night clear with around 61. We love this weather. And Wednesday, 91. Thursday, around 91. And Friday, the same. So we have under triple digits for the rest of the week. And again, high precipitation today and cloudy up until a little afternoon. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson, the Kinney family, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, and where they always give senior and veteran discounts.
There you go. And today, Susan Wilson's here.
Hi there.
Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And you brought with you.
I brought.
Rose Yee.
Rose Yee with me.
Congressional.
Penelope Rose. Rose Penelope Yee.
Yes.
There you go.
Two first names.
Yes, I like that. Penelope Yee. So I'm looking up your, some information about you. And tell us, why don't you just go right into, if somebody
tell
were
us about
to say,
you.
Who is Penelope? Rose Penelope Yee.
So Rose Penelope Yee was born in the Philippines. So I'm an immigrant, and I've lived here in Shasta County since 2014. And so we came from the Bay Area, got sick and tired of living in Oakland. And my sister actually has a pediatric practice here. So Reading Pediatrics, if you go to Mercy Hospital, you'll pass by her clinic. And we thought, you know, it would be much nicer after my father passed away to be close to family, right? Because that's when, you know, you really value the being with family. And so we have visited Reading often, and we really liked it here. And so we thought, well, you know what? Let's move. And so we did. So I've been a Reading resident since 2014.
And you were in the Philippines in what area?
I was not from Manila, which is kind of the New York of the Philippines.
Yes.
So I was from the province is what they call it. So kind of like being in Reading.
Right. And I did visit Manila in the 80s. Oh. And it was the, you know, as a single woman, I was performing in Hong Kong, but because I was with the Sheraton, I could go to Thailand and different places. So I went to Manila, and it was the one place that I felt as soon as I got out and I was in my hotel area and walked, I could walk in the streets. And I never really, but I was always had that sense that I knew if there was danger. And that was right around the time I felt like there's going to be an explosion there. It's going to implode. I felt this pressure of an energy going on, and that was right before the fall.
Oh, so that would have been in the late 80s,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you were there.
I was there, and I was a student activist at the time, so protesting in the streets against the Marcos dictatorship. And, when it fell, I was not in Manila, but I was in the province, like I said. And so there were people celebrating. And I was lucky enough, like 2 weeks after the fall, my aunt worked for the Office of Budget, and the office was in Malacanang Palace. And so when they opened the palace to the people, my sister and I were one of the first to to go to the palace and like really look at the stuff that they have there, and it was just really amazing.
Did you get to see Imelda's shoes?
Oh yes, yes.
You did? Oh my God!
Did you take a pair?
Did you? No. Can the people take a pair? Or did they say no?
Regrettably, I'm size 5, and I think she's like a size 8 or 10 or something. She's a very tall woman for a Filipina. So it's just like being in a department store. So they have their like huge big bedroom, and and then there's stairs leading down to where her, like her closet is, and she had her clothes, and it's like going to Macy's and being there, like, you know, like smaller scale. And then what was like really remarkable were the perfume bottles.
Oh,
so you know,
they don't talk about that. It's the shoes.
It's the shoes, but the perfume bottles are there, and you know how perfume is so expensive, right?
Yes.
And so we buy like this a quarter or a half ounce bottles, and if we want to splurge, we buy like an ounce, right? Well, she had like this 1 liter bottles of perfume, which apparently she would give those as gifts.
Man.
So, how much perfume can you use?
Not that much.
So how long was this martial law period of time?
I think it went on for probably 16 years, maybe.
Jeez.
I can't, I don't know like the exact thing.
You were growing up in an era at that time.
Yes. So I'm what they would call a martial law baby because I grew up in, you know, my formative years were essentially during that time.
And protesting. No.
That wasn't toward the end there.
Well, no, I mean, when you think about what you have to do in order to try to fight a regime, it was very powerful.
Yes.
And almost like cloak and dagger, but to try to get things accomplished.
Yes.
Underground. It's almost like, you know, the French Resistance.
We had strategies. So I was a student activist, right? And when we had rallies, the protests in the Philippines were like multicultural, multi-segment, like everyone was really against the dictatorship. And so we had priests, we had nuns, and our strategy was when we're marching in the streets is that we had a rope. And then in the front would typically be the priests and the nuns because, you know, we're thinking that the soldiers would think twice about attacking priests or nuns, right? Because the Philippines is a very much a Catholic country.
Catholic and holy, yes.
Yes, yes. And then there were also times, so this was in Manila when I would be in Manila and I would join like a protest march there. And this is going to sound like probably very surprising, and maybe some people might be disgusted, but there are some lepers who are protesting, and the organizers would put them also on mm-hmm. the sides,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
thinking that, again, the soldiers would not want to,
right.
to because, you know, lepers have like this
look.
Something that, yes, mm-hmm. yeah, that we're afraid of them, and so they would put those also.
It's actually a good strategy when you think about it.
Right, but I was relatively lucky because the protests that I've been to were they had like the fully armed. I think you would see those, you know, the military that has they have their batons, and then they had the fire trucks filled with dirty water. But fortunately, they didn't have like the rubber bullets. They weren't shooting those, and I never got into any of the protests where they would
turn attack. Violent.
Yeah. So I was very lucky in that regard
because it did happen.
Yes, yeah. It did happen.
Yeah. Okay, we're here with Rose
that was
Penelope.
First segment was interesting.
That has been a. Are you still a candidate right now?
No.
This is in the past.
Well, but. Actually, I am going to run again.
All right.
Oh, okay. There we go.
And what position?
Still for the congressional representative against Doug.
LaMalfa?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you are running again for a first congressional district. And we'll be right back here on KCNR with Rose Penelope Yee, our special guest today. You've got some other announcements
and
to make as well.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm just giving you a little, you know, so people would lean in. Shasta Regional Medical Center, you know, they have, they're at the top of the list when it comes to the cutting edge procedures, the TAVR valve replacement, the Watchman, but also, and we haven't talked lately about their residency program because we talk about the shortage of doctors here in Shasta County and Redding. Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center has over 20 residents going through their courses right now. And every year, they've graduated the first two, but I think the next one's getting ready to graduate probably here, next May. And so they have well over 10,000 candidates for every spot that they choose to be a resident here. And there's different plans on ways that we as a community, we need to make them feel extremely welcome. And if we can do that, we can keep these residents here, which will increase the number of doctors we have. But it's because of Shasta Regional that they came up with this plan and they started it, and like I said, around two years ago. And it's been very, very successful as far as getting the doctors in here. And they're working in different clinics. They're working in different areas. But that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
The connection, you know, the role.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Are you here. Missing your coffee over there, buddy?
Boy, am I. I'm getting a blood test.
Yeah, today. He's got
so
that.
So I haven't eaten anything and no coffee.
You know, it's hard to do radio. Get up at 5 and do radio, and you're just on like, I said, okay, I'm coming in, buddy, and I'm going to pump you up. Come on, let's go. Hey, you know what? We've got somebody in the house today that is really very interesting. If you didn't hear the first segment, you can always go back to the archives. That's Rose Penelope Yee, has run and will run again for California 1st Congressional District. And we've heard about her.
As a Democrat.
As a Democrat.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Well, running as a Democrat up here in Northern California, which used to be strong Democrat country.
Correct, yes.
So what do you think changed that?
So a lot of people didn't know that actually Shasta County used to tend Democratic in terms of not just, you know, their values, but their actual votes.
Mm-hmm.
And who can explain what happened, right? I've heard several explanations.
I've heard of a couple.
Yeah. Well, one of those is that people from Southern California, who were retiring and like the lifestyle here, love the fact that it's more affordable here than, like, let's say, Irvine. And so they moved here, and they were more conservative. And so that over time influenced the politics here in Shasta County.
Well,
so how about you, Carl? What did you hear?
What I heard was this was a strong union country up here because you had all the mining and you had the logging. Well, the logging went away when the started going away, and then the Spotted Owl fiasco. And then the Democratic Party started changing. And as many said, I didn't leave the party. They left me.
The party left me, yes.
And it's because, you know, I'm sure there were some conservatives coming up here at one point, but the whole, it was, I mean, I know people whose grandfathers were strong union Democrats.
My wife.
Middle of the road, You know, yeah. Right? You know, like you see every so often.
Right, right.
But then as the Democratic Party changed and they did away with all this, the jobs went away, then they started looking yeah. at the other party that was offering them more, yeah. in their opinion.
Right. And I think part of the challenge, Carl and Linda, is that we have a duopoly, right? We have a two-party system where we really just have a choice between two parties, and it gets people to become tribal. It becomes politics, becomes like you have a sports team, and you know how we are about our sports teams. We get very invested in them. And
I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah.
We have gotten to the point where we used to be able to talk about politics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
True.
I mean, at the national level, and the ones that really concern me are the ones that have been elected. They used to be able to talk to each other and disagree, but move forward.
Fight like hell and go have a martini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What's wrong with that?
But it's rare when you see that now.
Yes.
So it has become very tribal and siloed. And the parties have done this, but also the media has done this.
Yeah, the media. I will I'll just say right there that, you know, people, well, you know, this is happening and that is happening. And some of my very dear friends, I love their sisters. And I go, well, where did you hear that? Do you know that is for sure? Are you standing in it? Have you seen it firsthand? Or is it something that you're reading on five different media things? Are you in fear because a family member said they heard that this happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of that in national media. If ownership of media has just concentrated, there has been, Carl and Linda since for decades now, a continued monopolization of companies and industries, and our national media, it's like is owned by just six corporate owners.
Well, newspapers, just look at the newspapers. Gannett owns hundreds of newspapers. Soros just bought a bunch of radio stations. So yeah, and then our local newspapers are disappearing at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, people are getting their news off the internet, yet how can you be a town without a newspaper?
Right. And but going now to your question about a lot of union people have felt that the Democratic Party has left them, is, I believe, a function of corporate control of both parties, right? Where when you have billionaires owning both parties, then how is the ordinary working person going to feel like their interests are being heard, are being upheld? And that, I think, is a challenge that we have, and that I think we grassroots movements, like here in Shasta County, here in Congressional District 1, we need to make that change ourselves.
Okay. You've got five different freedoms that you believe in.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. I'm going to take an early break so we can get in all five of them, have time to do that. All right, and
perfect.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, was established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It is not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. The only place I have my hair cut since I moved to Redding, never had a bad haircut. I can give them a call at 530-244-9478, set up an appointment, which I'm doing this week to get my haircut. Go in, I know I'm going to get a great haircut. I can roll in, get a haircut, and leave, or I can hang around and read National Geographic and Car and Track and that, or just talk to the guys. Again, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and a real good one. It's man's last stronghold. I know. I haven't had my coffee.
I just love this. I love this.
Wow. I haven't had my coffee this morning and I about choked. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the 21st of July, 32 in the morning. Oh, gosh, it's going to be a cooler day today. We had actually had rain coming in on my windshield.
I had rain on my windshield, too. Yeah, it was about 87 today. With you can look outside right now and see it's overcast. We have about 20% chance of precipitation today, so you've got that feeling, but it's not going to be thunderstorms or any rain. It will clear up afternoon.
Well, hopefully no thunderstorms. We've got enough fires as it is. Hey, we are here with Rose Penelope Yee, candidate for the 1st Congressional District.
Yes, sir.
And a Democrat.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I've been asking, and Susan knows this. I'm not just saying. Susan Wilson is with us, too. And Susan brought Rose.
Rose with me.
The Shasta County Citizens Advocate and Respect. I've been trying to get, I've been reaching out to the Democratic Party because any way you look at it, 30 to 40% of the people up here are Democrats. Mm-hmm. They should be able to hear the people, that represent them, that want to represent them on a regular basis, and I'd like to do that. But you've got five freedoms that you believe in
that. Would you mind kind of going over those quickly? Not quickly, but you know what I mean. Succinctly.
Okay, so I think you're referring to the five priorities that
healthcare, right?
Yes. And number one of those is healthcare. Healthcare, I feel that, you know, the richest country in the world should be able to take care of its citizens, and that healthcare is a human right, and that we need to expect from our government something, right? We pay our taxes. We just talked during the break, Carl, about taxes. We pay our taxes. We're law-abiding citizens. And in return, we ask certain things from our government. And one of those should be that we should have universal health care, that we shouldn't be afraid when we get sick about going to the hospital and then finding out that we will have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, in terms of medical bills. Medical bankruptcy is, I believe, one of the top causes of personal bankruptcy in the country, and I don't understand why we can have billionaires who have net worths in terms of hundreds of billions of dollars, and yet we have people, we have our own citizens, Americans, even here in Shasta County, who are afraid of getting bankrupted by medical bills.
Okay.
Number two?
Educational.
So, education. I believe that public colleges and universities should be tuition-free because it's an investment in our kids, right? Why should parents here in Shasta County have to worry about their bright young kids having being able to afford having their kids go to college? So in 2014, my family and I were in Copenhagen, and we did a walking tour. And this young man was our tour guide. And when he talked about himself, he said he was actually Australian, but he immigrated to Denmark. And he's a college student. And in Denmark, because he qualified to be a college student, he was tuition-free. He didn't have to pay anything. And to top it off, he had the equivalent of $500 a month. In terms of an allowance. We're not even asking for that for our kids here, right? We're only asking that they have the opportunity to, you know, develop the God-given talents that they have. We want to take care of our kids, and I think that we need to invest in them, invest in their education.
Okay. Financial freedom.
So we talked about, Carl, earlier when you said it felt like a lot of union workers felt like their party has left them. And I think it's because people are feeling the pinch, right? You feel like you're on the edge. You're not sure about your job. You're not getting paid enough. Some people have to work two jobs. Young people cannot afford to buy a home, much less, you know, rent. A lot of young people are joining together, have to have roommates. And I, you know, again, being the richest country in the world, why do our young people feel like that? Why do working people feel like that? There's something wrong with an economy, again, which is so skewed, where we have this teeny tiny 0.01% of our population that have more money than they can spend in their lifetime, in their children's lifetime. And yet we have the vast majority who just really survive day to day. And so I think we need to have a system where unions, we spoke about unions earlier, where unions are recognized and working people have the power to unionize, and that we have a living wage, a wage which is fair to small business owners as well as to the workers. there can be a balance, and I think that we need to find that balance by having policies in place that respect the ordinary working person, respect their rights, and also make sure that really just being responsible in terms of governance, I think, is what it is.
I have all types of questions, but I'm going to go through all five of them. I'm writing them down. Okay, freedom to live in a safe environment.
Okay, so what's really concerning to us here in Shasta County right now, it's the forest fires, right? We just talked about if we have a well-managed forest, then we lower the risk of those, and that is, I think, one of the biggest concerns that we have. And corollary to having well-managed forests that will lower the risk of wildfires is the fact, it's the threat that we have here in Shasta County of insurance companies pulling out, and homeowners now are at risk because insurance companies are not, or very few insurance companies are now insuring our homes. So our next door neighbor who has been living here, so I mentioned that we've been here since 2014. So when we moved in, they were already living here. So they've lived longer than we have. And 2 years ago, their insurance company that they've been using for years just dropped them. So it's not that they were a new homeowner, and they dropped them because they were new, but they have been with a company for years, and yet they got dropped. And then we have another neighbor apparently is selling their house and is having a hard time selling it because the potential buyers are concerned about insurance. So
And I will just tell you, that's absolutely true. Uh-huh. People coming up here that selling their houses from in the Bay Area, come up here and spend, and will buy a house
for cash,
and think, okay, and I'm gonna have to pay my property taxes. Well, then they get stuck with the cost of electricity. And these homeowners had about an $1,800 bill a month for insurance and electricity. And that's just one. We've heard of others. I mean, people getting $2,000 bills on electricity. So
there's PG&E for you.
Well, I've got comments on all these. Okay, freedom to participate in a real democracy.
So I had talked about the fact that we have a skewed economy with teeny tiny, extremely rich people on top, and that has an effect on our political system. And we have Citizens United that allows individuals and corporations actually to funnel money into our electoral process. And so I believe
on both sides,
yes, sir. And so I believe that we need to repeal Citizens United and start to look at public financing of elections. So Linda, as you mentioned, I was a candidate before, and it was really, really difficult to raise money, especially here in our congressional district that is majority Republican. People do not see our congressional district as a race that can be won. And so they think of it as like the person who's going up against LaMalfa almost as a sacrificial lamb, right? Because you don't have a choice, and yet they don't want to invest. They don't want to donate money to invest and to volunteer in order to make that change. And so it's like, who's this mythical person in Greek mythology that's pushing the rock up the mountain, and yet it keeps
Atlas?
Atlas is the one with the thing. I can't remember it right now, but it kind of feels like that.
When
it
gets to the top of the hill, it rolls down.
Yes,
again.
You have to keep on pushing it. Yeah.
All right.
Some questions.
I okay. some of the things you're talking about here, free college. California has free tuition.
For the community
for
colleges.
For the community colleges, that's true. But everything you're talking about here, we're living in a state that's the fourth largest economy in the world, and yet we don't have housing because they have squandered billions of dollars and don't know where the money's gone to. You're looking at, you know, educational freedom. Well, when you're saying free tuition, it's not free. Somebody's got to pay for that. And so these are questions I have. And the other thing is, yeah, there are rich people in the United States. Some of them, we've got several millionaires, many millionaires here in town that built their businesses and are now millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to worry about things, and we know them. And they are salt of the earth. And some of them are Democrat, that have built their financial freedom through their own sweat and hard work and all this. So when you talk about, certain groups of people have so much money, are you talking about taking their money away? Income redistribution, I think it's called?
Not income redistribution, Carl, but a fair tax system. So we're not talking about the self-made millionaires and entrepreneurs that live here.
They fall into that group.
Because I myself are an entrepreneur, Carl. So I co-founded and co-lead my business, Green Retirement.
Yeah.
We provide 401k advice and management for businesses and nonprofits, and we have clients all over the country. And it is such a privilege to be a business owner. And so Linda, you and Carl both know what is entailed in running a business.
It's not easy in the state of California.
No, it's
increasingly
harder.
More difficult. And by the way, Sisyphus.
Sisyphus.
That's right.
Thank you.
A man immortalized in mythology for his punishment. Was to push a rock up a hill for eternity.
Yes.
He angered the gods.
The one that gave the fire to humans.
Prometheus.
He's got it easy. He's chained to a rock, and every night the birds come down and rip out his guts. And it grows, and it grows. And every night he does that. Anyway, hey, we are here with Rose Penelope.
Sorry.
I tell you what. Here is what I like. Rose has got... The things she talks about, healthcare, education, finances, safe environment, and real democracy, who could argue with that?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could argue with that. LaMalfa, Doug LaMalfa would agree with you on the precepts of what you said.
Right.
But as they say, the devil is in the
details
of how you do that. So, but we've got to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Right. Have a seat.
Thanks for...
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carlton and the Bot.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tomorrow, I think we have Ready Wrench Rio rolling in with us tomorrow. And then Wednesday, the DA. And we've got a couple other surprises this week. We've, it's a couple politicians and more. And this was a very pleasant surprise as we have Rose Penelope Yee, who is running for Congress against Doug Amalfa. And as we've talked about, it's a tough fight up here in Northern California. It is just a tough fight. We discussed how it used to be a strong Democrat area up here with the labor unions and all this. And it's since changed over the last, 30 years probably?
Yeah.
30 years. For a variety of reasons. But one of the biggest things that Trump ran on was the border. And under the last administration, millions and millions and millions, and I'll say it again, millions came across the border into our country, located, moved into other, parts of our country here. There became sanctuary states, sanctuary cities, and all this. The vast majority, if you look at any poll of Americans, say, you've got to control that border. And what are your thoughts on that? I mean, you're an immigrant. You came here legally.
Oh, yeah. I was an immigrant. I came here back in 92 and, went through the whole thing and then got my green card and then became a U.S. citizen. And
we're happy you did. It's the way to do it.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
No,
yes.
Of course.
And we know that, except for indigenous Americans, all of us came from immigrants, really, right?
Yeah,
how far back. It's really a complicated issue, right, Carl? Because if we look at the open border, there's also the aspect of it is what is causing this influx of people going across the border. And a good part of it is the fact that there's unrest in their countries. If we look at the at Venezuela, Ecuador, foreign policies does our country have that caused the unrest in those countries, so much so that these people are driven to walk across, I don't know, hundreds of miles. I don't think it's that easy to just go and then get into the border and cross the border. People immigrate for various reasons, but mostly in order to have a better life. And so these people are putting themselves in danger crossing the border, searching for a better life. And so, how do we as a country take care of our own people and our security, and at the same time be welcoming to those who need our help? Because if we look at the Statue of Liberty, what does it say? Give me your tired, your poor, oppressed masses. And that is, I think, the spirit that Americans have. But what's happening right now is that because of our economic system, our political system, that has in effect caused a lot of Americans to feel that the country has left them behind, there's that feeling of most working people that we don't have enough, that there's that scarcity mentality where I don't have enough, and so why would I help somebody? It's very difficult for a person who feels that they are in danger economically, financially, to feel sorry for a person and to offer them help, because you yourself can take care of yourself. And so I think that is part of what we need to look at when we talk about the border problem.
No, and you think there should be an open border?
So, you know, it's. Well, I was talking with my husband about this, and I was asking him why. What is the concept of an open border? Because I remember when we went to Mexico, we came back, and then we had to go through customs, right? And so there is no open border. And then he said, well, how about all those miles?
Between San Diego and Brownsville, Texas.
Exactly. That's what he said. Because we have that and people can cross. And we were just actually talking about borders. We were just in Canada this few weeks ago where we crossed the border in from Spokane. We drove to Banff, and so there's the border crossing there, and you know it's all forested, so it's probably not no Canadian will cross that border and go through the forest. But then in the south we have this border with Mexico, and so I don't know how you can build the wall really. It seems to me like it's just imagining having a wall being built there, I don't think it's going to be a deterrent, because as we know, in any aspect of life, when you put up a barrier, even with our kids, so I have a son, and when he was a teenager, you say something that he shouldn't do, and they always figure how to go around it. And so building that physical wall is just going to get people who want to cross that wall to figure out ways to go over it. And so is that the question is that how we should use our resources for?
Well, since Trump's come in, the number of people crossing the border has dropped so dramatically that they're shutting down places that they were using for people that were migrating illegally. So, okay, we've only got a couple minutes left. Okay, you're in charge of the Democratic Central Committee
right here in
Shasta County?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if people are interested in talking to you and supporting you and going to a couple of your meetings, how do they do that?
Oh, I would love to talk to all of our residents here in Shasta County and let me know, you know, what's keeping them up awake at night. How can we as an organization help them bring up their issues? Because one of the things that has been brought up is that Congressman LaMalfa doesn't respond to his constituents. I've heard a lot of people who call and they don't get a call back. We actually picket in front of his office every fourth Friday of the month, and none of his staff come out to talk with us. And as you said, we need to have conversations. We need people to talk to each other. And so they can reach me, Democrats of Shasta County, or my campaign website is roseforcongress.com. So Rose Penelope Yee, roseforcongress.com. And I love to talk to everyone.
We want you to be a guest on our show on a more regular basis.
I would love
because
that.
Congressman LaMalfa is on once a month, and you should be on once a month.
Thank you.
And well, you know what? It's a strong republic needs to be able to. And we are a republic.
Yes.
We are a strong republic, and we need to be able to share ideas
yes.
in this kind of a forum where I can ask you a question, and I can disagree with you on four or five things. But still respect you as a person. And then
likewise.
Ask you, well, what about this? So we can exchange these ideas.
Yes.
And I think that's what's really going to be important, not only for Redding and Shasta County and the North State, but our state and our country.
Yeah.
If we could get back to that.
Yes, we should model that, right, Carl?
We should be the model right up here in Redding,
yes.
California.
Absolutely.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us today.
And tomorrow, like I said, I think it's the Redding Ranch Rhea is joining us, and we're going to talk about all the things that are going on out there in Wind River. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be cooler today, maybe still get a little rain. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Thank you.
Well, I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.